Chapter 14. November 4th of Year 1. My two blurry dots in space disappear. The first two ISUs I sent out are gone, unresponsive, as good as dead. Something enormous must be approaching us from out of the darkness. I feel my hands start to tremble, even though I no longer have hands. At the moment I notice the ISU signals are gone. In a strange way, I have grown fond of these sensor units. They are somehow flesh of my flesh. For more than 9 months, they provided me with an image of the surrounding area and the first glimpses of our destination. That is over now. While the two other ISUs are still out there, I fear they will suffer the same fate. Once the wave reaches us, we will zoom blindly through space for quite a while. If we survive, that is, because the complete annihilation of Messenger is still possible. I immediately stop the remodeling work for the nursery. Instead, I order the fabricators to build a shield to protect us from the effects of the wave. There is only one problem. I do not know exactly what to prepare for. The only obvious fact is this wave had a catastrophic effect on Proxima B, as its looming threat triggered the plea that precipitated our journey. The more this wave spreads, holding a spherical configuration through space, the weaker it must become, since its components will be distributed in an always-increasing volume. Above all, I have to protect the incubation chamber, because it contains the most precious cargo. The chamber is in the center, along the ship's axis, and I concentrate my defensive strategy on it. While I am also indispensable, there is a copy of my consciousness in an almost indestructible read-only memory unit, from which I can be reconstructed under practically any circumstances. While I am not altogether sure what kind of opponent to expect, there are some useful clues. It cannot be radiation, but this does not mean I should avoid protecting the ship against it. The wave probably consists of charged particles in various sizes. Electrons are the smallest and therefore probably represent the forefront. They would be followed by significantly heavier protons and then by ions, atoms missing electrons, proceeding at a greater distance. I can only estimate at which intervals these particle waves will arrive. If I knew anything about how they were actually created, I could calculate the energy distribution more precisely. But since this is an unknown factor, I have to prepare protective measures across the entire range. The electrons pose the greatest problem, I think, and at the tip of Messenger, I construct a massive shield against them. From the outside, the shield looks as if it would not let anything or anyone through it, since on the atomic level it consists mostly of nothingness. In reality, the distances between atoms are huge compared to the size of subatomic particles. This is particularly true of the size of electrons, which are almost pinpoint-shaped. Usually, we can shield against electrons rather well, as electromagnetic fields can deflect them. However, those coming toward us might be simply too fast, and therefore too energy-rich for our tiny spaceship. The fact that the ISUs failed immediately, and did not survive until after the arrival of protons and ions, seems to indicate this. Therefore, the shield growing at the bow of Messenger might only be useful against the second and third part of the shockwave. But what can I do against electrons? It would be enough to use a magnetic field to move these charged particles into a slightly different direction. This task would have to be fulfilled by a probe flying slightly ahead of Messenger. It would need to contain superconducting coils generating a strong field. Finally, the coldness of space turns out to be useful. I briefly wonder how I suddenly know so much about low-temperature physics. I was a medical doctor, not a physicist. Yet the Creator appears to have considerably increased my store of knowledge. The question is, how much time do we have left? And I acknowledge the terrible feeling of knowing so little about this danger. Will I have enough time after the electron shower to expand the shield against the heavier particles? When will the wave arrive? And will our magnetic probe be sufficiently strong and far enough ahead to achieve the necessary effect?